Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle, and guess where I am? I'm in Costa Rica, beautiful, beautiful Costa Rica. Oh my gosh, it's lovely here. We've got wild winds, and I'm on Skype, so I hope the wind doesn't blow us out, but it's really amazing right now. I'm staying at friends of mine have a retreat center here called Ama Tierra. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. The food is outrageous, the peacefulness, the vibration of the land, a massage and healing energy and just great love and friendship. So we're not at the beach, but there's a wonderful pool and there's forest and hills and so many cicadas that nighttime you think there's a machine out of control. Anyway, this is Veronica, as I already said, and we're going to do tonight's little, I kind of do it as a routine. We're going to do our sacred geometric meditation, and we do it for healing, for meditation, and for manifestation. But before we do, I wanted to talk a little bit about our, my last Paradigm Shifters show was with Joe Vitale, Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret. And what he was talking about was the Ho'oponopono, the system we've heard about so much about the Hawaiian system, which is based on, we've been studying a lot about getting to the core of your being and your dharma and so on, and moving your way through the realms and realms of thoughts and feelings that come from the collective, that come from everybody else's life, that come from our empathy and absorption and so on, so that sometimes our anger at people, our forgiveness needs, self and others, they're just like a huge cocoon of reactions. And what he talked about in the second book called At Zero is that doing the Ho'oponopono, which he talked about in his first book, which I can't quite remember, I think it was the book that he wrote before that about the Ho'oponopono, he was really amping it up and saying, you know, when you say, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, I thank you, and you keep chanting it over and over and over again, you're literally stripping away a lot of this incredible it's like that cocooning, all the reactions that you and I breathe in from the collective. We gather, they have a certain kind of energy, potency to them, and they collect and magnetize all kinds of other reactions. And some of them you've done and created, and some you have not. And he keeps saying, you know, it's over and over again. He talks about a really interesting story, which was the first time he wrote about that, and he was working with Dr. Hugh Lin, the fellow who passed on the story about the effectiveness of this ancient Hawaiian technique for resolving differences amongst people. He said when he first wrote about that, talked about it, he actually attracted to himself tons and tons of criticism, people rejecting him. It's really interesting. He went through hell on wheels and he kept saying it and saying it. So the people that betrayed him, turned against him, rebuked him, he kept saying, I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. And thank you over and over and over again. And systematically, it neutralized more and more of their reactions to him. But the other thing that he seems, I don't know if he actually said this or if I implied it, but what seems to happen with most healing techniques is, most really powerful ones, is as you do the clearing and you be clearing yourself, the assumption is that nothing is out there. Everything starts with me. It's all about me, you know. Everything starts from each one of us. So as you see someone else doing something grotty or someone in pain and you take responsibility for it and you clear it from your own vibrational existence, they demagnetize it from theirs so they can experience a letting go or a healing. It is really, really wonderful. So when he went through that incredible experience of people turning on him, because he was so excited to share this healing technique. Blam! He got blasted by, we could assume, the deeper hidden reactions that he had in himself, right? If you believe, if you go on the basic assumption that it's all about us inside of ourselves, there is no out there, it's only in here, you kind of have to assume it. Anyway, Dr. Vitale is a wonderful, sweet, sweet soul and has been very, very successful in the work that he's done to try to help express these things to you and I. And as he kept going through this and going through it and going through it and repeating it and saying it, and the one thing he had that maybe we would doubt sometimes is having the faith that this was going to work and keep it on going, and also feeling it sincerely from deep within himself, he turned around all that rebuke, and his life became softer and sweeter and easier. And some of the people who betrayed him turned and asked for his involvement in their next projects. He just smiled sweetly and said, I really forgive everyone, but I don't really want to get re-involved. Because, you know, a lot of times our difficulties with people come from ancient, stored, whatever that's in us, you know. How many times have you been around this incredible planet or other galaxies? How many times have we encountered one another? Somebody, I can't remember who I'm quoting here, said that, I think it was a Tibetan fellow, that if you bang into somebody on the street, that person has probably been your mother in another life, that we've had so many. Now, this is belief structure. You have to decide what you believe. But we've had so many encounters with one another. We've exchanged a terrific number of frequencies and reactions. And it's very, very magical if you can drop inside and continually chant something of that ilk, feeling sincerely, then boy, oh boy, we can do great healing. He also suggests that we do it for the news and we do it for, excuse the noise, we do it for the noise that goes by on the road when you're doing a Skype call over to Paradise, California from Costa Rica, right? Anyway, let's get to work on our sacred geometrics meditation, which is also another way for you to manifest, to clear, to heal. And we're going to take some people into our healing center in the sacred geometrics meditation. I'll remind you how it works. As we create these structures, which are beautiful, octahedron, eight-sided structure, a tetrahedron, four-sided structure, made of pyramids, and we have a disc in there, a globe, and then inside you're in your star tetrahedron, which is your Merkaba light body. And as we spin in that, you're going to see a magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, we're going to create a series of movies. The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. The second movie is you creating something you want to create with all the resources and the time coming to you for your use. And the third one is the Galactic Healing Center, where the members of your team, and we all have teams, right, of unseen beings, sometimes some of us see them some of the time, we're going to choose out of that your healing specialists and have them stand around the healing table. And we're going to work on a number of different patients, friends, clients, self. And then after that, we're going to do a healing table on a political situation. And then we're going to jump back in here and you're going to call me, right? You're going to call with your questions. And I really want you to. You can also email me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, and I will be able to see it on my email whilst we talk if you have a question. So here you go. Close your eyes unless you're driving or riding a unicycle or standing on one foot on the edge of a cliff. Close your eyes and call in from way up above, about 2 miles, not call in, but above your head about 2 miles, create a golden orb, a golden disc. It's a ball. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. and drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now you're kind of on a skewer, aren't you? Now from the upper golden ball, about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid, and then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. Push those two together, base to base, point up and point down, and you have an eight-sided structure, right? Now inside of that, create a crystal ball, and it fills it. The outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside that, you're in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David, shaped like your light body, your Merkaba. Remember, your light body is what you've changed dimensions with. You travel through the universes using your light body as your vehicle. And now, inside of that light body, there you are with this beautiful golden filament running through your body. I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And as you spin and spin and spin, see in front of you, remember there's a magical screen there. See in front of you a magical screen, and the first movie you create is you becoming what you want to become. What is it you want to become? I want to become consciously multidimensional, being able to see and speak on every dimension at any time. And I just see myself becoming that. What is it you'd like to be? You want to time travel? You want to be happy? It doesn't matter. Just see yourself becoming that. And when you do, wrap that scenario in light, move it over to the side, and let that light keep that picture stewing and stewing. And now your second screen, you're creating something you want to create. Maybe it's a book, it's a movie, it's a home and family, it's love, it's a world travel. Who knows what it is you want? See, all the resources, the people, the money, the time, all at your fingertips, all coming to you. That's right. And as they do, that's it. You create your project. See your project coming to fruition. Then when it does, you want to sustain your project. So see all the people, the money, the place, the time, flowing, outflowing. Good. So that you can sustain your project. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and now let's open our Galactic Healing Center. You have a team of beings around you, and each of them has a team of beings around them, and each of them has a team of beings around them, and oh my goodness, there it goes off into infinity. Right? Now we have a healing table in the Galactic Healing Center, and you choose out of your team the beings that are the best healers, the ones that are really interested in working with. The first person to lie on that table surrounded by your healing team is you or me. Let us lie on the table, and you might want to ask for healing for some special thing in your life. And if you're not sure what it is, ask them what it is you need to be healed with. That's right. And they'll speak to you. You can close your eyes or you can look around and see who is standing around your table. And feel the energy as they work with you. That's it. Just feel the energy move through your body, mind as they work with you. And help with whatever's your trauma. There you go. Excellent. When you can really feel it, that's it. Wrap that in light and move that over to the side. And remember, our healing team is very magical, so they'll replicate themselves around a fresh table. And let's bring in somebody you want to work on. I'm bringing in my old aunt. I just heard that she'd been in a car accident, and I didn't know that until this, just preparing for this show online here. And she's been in a car accident, and I'm seeing her on the table. Who are you putting on the table? So we're putting my aunt, who's well up in her 80s. There we are. On the table. Okay. And we're having them work on her. Or whoever you've got on the table, they're working on that person. That's it. And see if you get any messages about what kind of help they need. That's it. All right. Interesting. Okay. My aunt's getting help here. And who's? All right. And let's wrap that one in light and move it over to the side. And we're going to bring out a fresh healing table. In this case, we're bringing out two tables because I have two different people in mind here who are coming in. One of them is in pain 24/7. We brought her in before. And the other one has a terrible dental pain. Her central nervous system is peculiarly sensitive. And she's had an extraction of a tooth that is painful 24/7 and has been for 2 months now, I think, 2 months. And now we're having our healing teams duplicate themselves, so each table has its own healing team. And in both cases, we're asking for the healing team's ancestral links to come in as well and to really work with these beings and see if they can give any messages as to what. There we go. There we are. A little bit more. In both cases, there's a lot of work being done on the brain. And one more than the other, there's a lot of work being done on the intestinal tract. That's it. Then when it's chronic pain like this, it's kind of a mystery, isn't it? Both these cases, there's a problem with teeth. We did an interview with a fellow named Dr. Lytle, and he was a dentist and works with lasers, and he was talking about how the teeth are very much an extension of the central nervous system, and that's why they create such incredible pain. They send their message throughout the entire body for those people whose nervous system is very precarious this way. And in both cases, well, each case is different, but in both cases, there's some vibrant support there of the central nervous system. We wrap it in light and move it over to the left and trust that that will keep going. And now we're bringing in, we're doing something unusual. We're bringing in a table, two more tables, and this time it's men. And this one has a fellow who's extremely discouraged because he's in his 50s, he works very hard, he has a lot of physical fragilities and can't seem to make ends meet financially. He's working so hard. He's just super discouraged. So this is an emotional thing. And there's another fellow here who is not in identical situation, but he's got a number of illnesses, and he also feels like he can't get beyond this. That's very, very discouraging. So we're going to work with their mindset And we're the team is replicating themselves again. They're coming in, and we're asking for the higher and higher levels of them. There we go. There we go. And we're asking them if there's any messages for these two beings. Okay. Actually, it's funny because in both cases they're saying that the lack of self-value is really important, because just because a person is, what would you call it, financially successful or not, doesn't mean they're not worthy of being on this planet. And in both cases, these gentlemen think that they're not worthy, and that's why they're having problems. That is not true. They're always worthy. Right, okay. So let's just wrap that in life. And a lack of worth can make you very, very uncomfortable in your life. It's not about whether or not you have. Some people have a lot of money and they still feel a lack of worth. So let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Right. Very good. And now we're going to do a political one. Boy, is there a lot of strange stuff. Maybe we'll put that plane. I don't know if I know enough about it, since I don't really follow the news that well. But I know the plane that went down, and there are those who are saying it's a part of a big world scam. And I think what we'll do is not go into that. Let's put the plane on a table, and we're going to pray for all the people that are involved, okay? Oh, that's what we'll do. Okay, so there's this plane that's missing, and we're going to pray that all the people involved are safe. But there's a strange power problem in it, so let's pray that. Let's bring in light from the universes and move it up through the soles of the feet of all the people involved that are driving that plane, and see if we can't infuse them with some kind of consciousness for the sake of the evolution. There we are. And that everyone involved is somehow finding the consciousness to make it palatable or possible for themselves. Yeah. Good. And let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side and keep that pulsing and pumping. Is there another political one? I mean, there's so much going on. Yeah. Let's call in light from the universes and see that that light comes down at such a rate that all the beings, especially ones in power behind the scenes, are infused with a light of consciousness and love over and over and over again. See it moving up through their feet, through their perineum, filling their body, filling their hearts, filling their brain, so that everyone begins to wake up. That's right. All right, let's move that to, let's just move that over to the side and stew it away there. And now I want you to take a few minutes with me, and let's call in the light from the universes, all the downloads that are coming up with the latest moon that we just had in Virgo, and from the galactic centers and the, okay, in through the top of our, raise your hands up, feel it come down through the top of your head, feel it go down through your neck, through your body, through your heart, back up to your shoulders, roll down your arms, radiate out your hands. And now I want you to take that energy that's radiating out of your hands and pat all the places on the planet that are suffering, that are having terrible earth changes, that are having war, pestilence, sickness, loss, tragedy of any kind. Just see it over and over again. And the changes with the weather and what kind of losses are at that pat various parts of the planet with this light. And see that light go round and round and round and round our planet and have it come up your hands, up your arms, through your shoulders, swing round and round in your heart, shoot back up through your neck, out through your head, out into the great central sun. Good. And now I want you to close off the Galactic Healing Center, jump into your star tetrahedron, and meet me there. I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron and come on into the room with me and let's talk. You want to talk to me? I'm looking here on bbsradio.com to get the phone numbers for you to call in, but I think it's probably just as easy for you to find them as me, right? I'd love you to call in and ask a question, and let's talk about things like your attitude and healing. Let's talk about anything to do with your life that's going on at this time. What is going on in your life? Are you stuck? Are you stymied? Are you feeling possible, able to create your reality? I was reading a lot about enlightenment recently, and they were saying how enlightenment is just simply waking up in such a way as that you can create your reality easily and effortlessly, that it's fun and it's relatively easy. Enlightenment is what it is, which means it is an lightning. So I want you to call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I hope you're going to call in tonight. I'm away in Costa Rica, so I'm hoping to hear from some of you that I talk to when I'm back home in Washington. So let me know what's going on in your life. Excuse me. So let's take a look here. So we're talking about Ho'oponopono, and I was saying to you how you have cocoons of reaction going on around you. Sometimes when I see people who are in, for example, chronic pain or even just specific pain over certain issues, I can see how other lives, you know, we were talking about being cold today, which we're not here in Costa Rica, but I really don't like to be cold. And I was talking about how when I went through the Buddha Maitreya healing meditation, you know, they have these great big pyramids, and you can do healing meditation in them. And when I was in kind of a trance there, it was so remarkable because I would get so cold, I was thinking I was going to die. I mean, I'm lying in a place that's relatively warm. They put blankets on me, and I was so cold that I felt like I would die from it. And the reality is, I mean, I don't know what's reality to you, but to me, it was discovering, and I did this, went through this about three times, three different sessions. The reality was I had died on the streets, on stone cobble streets several times in terrible coldness, and that was somehow registered in my being. And it was trying to come out. I haven't had that kind of cold, although I still resist being cold quite a bit. But I don't have that as much because it came out through those meditations. But I'm telling you, it was abysmal. So one of my clients, a woman I'm very fond of, who is in pain 24/7, looking into her, there's a lot about self-punishment from... Pardon me? Oh, goody. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Veronica, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Happy equinox. First day
of
spring.
That's great, isn't it? How are you feeling?
It's been an interesting month, but But needless to say, I think I'm doing okay. I know I'm changing a lot. I'm going through a lot of growth. The easiest way to describe it. But the question, of course, I have today is about work. I just started volunteering, and that's been mind-blowing for me because I'm volunteering with kids.
Is that good?
So I don't know. Yeah. And it's like inspiring something in me, but it's not paying or anything, but I'm loving it. So my question, I guess, would be, do you finally see work coming this month or maybe next month or something soon?
I'm still surprised that it's taking so gall darn long. I do actually, it's funny because I guess work just isn't as plentiful around there as it was, is it?
Say that again.
Work is not as plentiful as it was.
Yeah, but I don't think that's indicative of what's going on. I think that everything is, for me specifically, is exactly as it's supposed to be, but I'm not going to take it like the hard work. Getting work out there. I think it's about to happen because I've been doing a lot of interviewing.
Well, I think you're doing a good job because it looks like, well, my first question of the guides was like, why is it taking so long? Because I saw several jobs coming up for you way back. And one of them was in Florida. We saw that quite a while, didn't we?
Yeah, I actually ended up going to Florida.
You didn't?
But it was I went there for the holidays for 2 weeks. While I was there, stuff happened work-wise, accidentally, but it was temporary. But yeah, something did occur.
Oh, okay, good. So that we aren't totally wrong on that, because that's important. But also, what I see is that things are back and forth, back and forth. This is almost April. Let me see. April. Yeah, you should get something within the next 2 weeks or so. And you want to perform, but you want to write, don't you? Because this looks like it's a, it's not a long-term thing, but it's got an interesting combination of writing and possibly directing and writing. Does that make sense for you?
Well, I'm putting together a show, but that's not going to run until June. But that doesn't mean something else to turn up.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you because my computer's not loud enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm putting together a show, but it doesn't run until June. But that doesn't mean something else couldn't come up.
It looks like you're going to get something, and it's not long term. But what it looks like from that is that it has a seed in it, meaning there's something from it that leads to one that's longer term over May. You know, sometimes when you have a smallish project, it can bloom, it can connect you to another project, right?
Yes. Well, I'm hoping for that.
You look like things are going to start changing for you quite well. And I'm glad you're volunteering because that's doing something for you.
Big time. And I just have one more quick question.
Please.
I got an email from an ex yesterday that I've been talking to you about over the last year. And I'm just wondering what that's all about. I feel like he's just reaching out as a friend. There's a part of me that's just like, I wish that, you know, we could just not talk at all.
Is this the one we talked about last year?
Exactly.
So you're still a little angry with him, aren't you?
No, but it's almost like I've made my peace, and I guess I need to be clear as to what is he reaching out to me for, because I needed to be clear on that, you know?
Okay, so the point, what we're seeing here is that he's gone through a great big change, and he feels kind of innocent about what went on, and he just wants to make contact because he feels like he doesn't understand what he did either. I don't think he wants to get back, but I think he wants to make it better. He cares that it be better.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's going, what? It's almost like he's going, what? What happened?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. But there's somebody else behind him. So I mean, I'm visualizing for someone else. So.
Oh, yeah, there's somebody coming for you. But I think it's going to be this is what it looks like to me. Even though you don't want to be bothered, not be bothered, you don't want to have all your feelings evoked by reconnecting with this guy. Yeah. There's something in you that gets freed by that, and that makes it easier for you to meet your next Prince Charming.
Got you.
And he's nice. He's quite nice. He's been through a lot. I like the guys that have been through a lot, frankly. Don't you?
Yeah, normally that's...
You don't want them to be too naive. Are you there, Lisa?
I said, and we still see him coming soon.
Yeah, I don't think you see him until after you've seen this, the ex. It may be May, something like that.
Okay.
It could be before, but that's what I'm getting right now, is sort of May. You know, that time is a weird thing. Weird. Right?
I understand. Well, we'll see what happens.
And you have to let us know, right? You're going to phone in and let us know. But I better go because I think there's somebody else waiting.
Yes. Go ahead. Thank you.
Bless your heart. Bless you. It's very difficult to get time, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think of what Joe Vitale said with the Ho'oponopono and other forms of meditation, you can see that we can interrupt what would be the normal time flow, right? We can interrupt it with consciousness, with shifting our fields and frequency, with the other person shifting his field and frequency or holding back. So you can never really be sure about time, I don't think. So we got another caller there, Dawn. Hi, Carol. Thank you. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Veronica. Hi.
How are
you?
Can
you hear me? Not doing too well this evening.
You're not?
No, I found out that what my issue is that I have calcium deposits throughout all my body.
Oh, you're kidding. That's terrible.
Yeah. Now, I remember you had a caller on there not too long ago that talked a little bit about that. But,
Emke, right? Emke?
I don't know. I don't remember. But he addressed that a little bit, but, all my organs and glands and everything is just calcified.
How did you find that out?
Well, actually, Manny was, I started having leaky urine, and so Manny, was working on me, and he said, there's something going on in your kidneys. I don't know what it is, but it's related to this bladder problem. So then I called some people that I know that do muscle testing, and that's what they came up with. They said I had like 76,000 calcium deposits in my right kidney. And then after Manny worked on me, I called them back and they said, no, I had 49. But they're just,
so you got rid of some.
Yeah, I guess these calcium deposits could just overtake your whole body, spine, muscles, ligaments, tendons. It's just, incredible.
So that has a lot to do with your pain, the frustration.
Yeah, it's like having ground glass. The way they describe it.
So, what are you doing about it?
I can't even think. I'm just doing the, you know, Manny's working with him, and well, he hadn't been able to too much, but just doing the, you know, what I have been doing. And I'm using my pendant I told you about, the Geo.
Right.
I'm using that a little bit.
That and is it easing it? Is it helping?
Well, it seems to be releasing stuff, but, you know, the releasing is quite painful, actually.
So your pain is on the increase, is it?
Yeah. Tonight I'm really, really suffering because...
So I'll work on you after. I won't be able to work on you in person, but I'll work on you in distance. See if we can get you calm, because it's calming down. There are ways of melting that calcium, but it looks like we're going to have to do some research, eh?
Did you say melting it?
Yeah, it's got to be broken down, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what it's doing, actually.
Anyway, don't you believe so much in things are able to be done, even though it doesn't look like it? So I think what we'll do is send a lot of Ho'oponopono to you. And I'm just trying to see. This is a little complicated for me to do just off the cuff, so I think we need to do some actual research on what it takes to break it down. But I want to say this. The guides are saying you have a deep metabolic problem. And the thing is it doesn't have to stay on a worse and worse level. You can unravel the mystery of that. And I know you're tired and you've had so much pain for so long, right?
Right.
So we're asking everybody at home to please send some healing light to Carol and help her unravel the mystery of her own pain, which has gone on far too long. Remember that guy with the spondylosis who was in the Lynn McTaggart intentional experiment? He couldn't walk.
Yeah.
The doctors had given up on him. And it was the intentional stuff that healed him. So let's all be on Radiance by Design, radiating healing to Carol. All right? What were you going to say, honey?
What do you mean by metabolic disorder?
Well, there's something going on in your system where how it takes minerals and creates has got an imbalance. So it's creating too many calcium things. You don't take calcium, do you?
Well, I was taking calcium and magnesium, once a day, but I haven't in the last couple of days, I guess.
But I don't think that should build up like that, should it?
I'll
work with you and the guides on that. Right now, that's so overwhelmingly huge, isn't it? But it seems to me the guides are saying this, that there's just this funny metabolic way your system is scooping it up and putting it in lumps instead of spreading it through. So, you're taking, let's see. Anyway, we probably can't do all of this on the air, but I'll give you a call over the next couple of days, okay?
All right. Yeah, I'd appreciate it very much.
All right. You take care, and thank you for your call in, Carol.
Well, thank you, and I miss you.
I miss you, too. I was thinking of you today. So
yeah.
We'll talk very soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good night. So that's really interesting, too, because our systems are really complex in 3D, but a lot of things can be healed beyond our wildest expectation. Do we have another caller, Dawn? Okay, we want another caller, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go back into seeing and hearing and feeling. Let's see if we create some energy here in someone. Let me see. What is that here? The first person I'm looking at has got a really terrible stomach problem. She's got, let's just take a look at this woman. She's had a lot of grief and a lot of frustration. She's not got a very good diet. I hate to say this to you, my friend out there. Your stomach is holding a terrific amount of emotional energy, and it's pulling on the sternum and the lungs. So we're going to, the guides immediately start doing energy on her. So we're going to do this, call in the higher fields, and we're going to move them along her chest and her stomach area. Like many people, she's taking right in the stomach, that's the solar plexus, she's using that as her psychic entry, her feeling center to figure out who's safe and who isn't. And it's creating a lot of problems for her because she's not clearing it out. You and I are empathic beings, right? You can feel me and I can feel you. And we can get very ill by taking on somebody else's feelings. A lot of you know that already. But one of the things we don't talk about very often is how when you do that, you need also to feel, ask your body, is this mine? You need to feel the energies that are coming in from someone else's problem. It's not just their problem. It's somebody else's problem, and you using your solar plexus, for example, to suss it out, to feel what their problem is, to feel what's trustworthy in them or in you. But if you don't clear that out, guess what happens? So this woman that I'm seeing has got a lot of pain in her chest as well, and it's kind of taking on the hurt that she's pulled in through the solar plexus that is someone else's hurt. And it's giving her the sense of grief and heartache. And that's really interesting to me. That's why the guides picked on her. Because she can be, oh, goody, you're on the air. You'll be just 1 minute. But this person could get very sick because she's got somebody else's feeling and hasn't bothered to clear it. So I recommend each of you call up whatever's going on in your body. Call it up and ask if it's yours. And then ask for help as you command total release. And learn to scour your body out on a regular basis. Or we can have each other's pain. We don't want to do that. So you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Are you in Costa Rica?
I'm in Costa Rica. Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful.
Oh, I want to come.
Okay, you come down. It's very, very windy tonight, so I wasn't even sure if anybody could hear me on my little Skype here, but.
You're very clear. You're very clear.
Good. I'm so glad. Well, you're looking very clear yourself, my friend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you don't look as frail. Last time I spoke to you, you looked more frail.
I feel kind of frail. I'm still getting over this car accident. Which was minor, but still, it shook me up. And, I'd like to know if the guides have anything to say to me.
Well, what they're saying is there's something about the car accident that is actually freeing you up. Does that make any sense? They're saying that it was a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, Jaya, uh-huh. I feel always worried about the time factor. But I still feel a celebration coming up for you, quite a big one.
I'm so glad.
There's something about this car accident that has shaken up some of the deeper feelings and the belief structures deep down inside of you. I'm like, oh, almost like you're having to let go of something in order to turn around a little bit and create from a different place in yourself. And I think your job is going to change. I know your job is hard work and there's some parts of it that you love and cherish, but it's going to be changing quite a lot and your finances should change. You must be doing more teaching, are you?
I've been doing a lot of teaching, yeah.
Yes, because they're showing you in teacher's robes. Very beautiful, with a really beautiful scarf and they always sort of dress people up to give me a sense of their professional status or something, you know. And you just look like you're very beautifully professional over the next little while. And it's going to get bigger for you if the world comes to you in a way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the job I've been doing is not dharmic. I mean, it's, you know, it's caregiving for an elderly lady.
Well, some parts of it have been good, have they not?
Oh, it's been a great gift in many ways, but I think I'm ready for a change.
Well, honey, you're going to have a change, but I want to say this, and maybe this is good for everyone to hear, is that even though some of the time in this job has been frustrating, and as you said, isn't dharmic, which is of your own soul's purpose, in a way it has ripened your soul's purpose in you.
Uh-huh.
You see?
It's
given you
yeah,
the awareness of the strength. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I believe that it's a setup. I think everything's a setup.
It sure is, isn't it?
But, yeah.
Don't you love it? Don't you just love it?
Not always.
But there's a strength in you that you I know you feel frail at times, but that's more on the physical. There's a strength of you in your, and think about this in your spirit, everybody at home. There's a strength in you that you're going to purvey, put it into the world in your next series of teachings, you know? And those are the things that are of your dharma and really lift people. People come alive because of what you're teaching.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's marvelous, yeah, darling. And I wish you could have this scarf on in 3D that I'm seeing on you. It's beautiful.
What color is it?
It's got kind of a, it's got a radiance to it, but it's kind of like a sea blue-green.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Might even have a little sparkle in it. I don't know, but it's very subtle. But it's a very lovely, lovely, long, billowy kind of scarf. And to me, that implies a wonderful, peaceful, stable, leadership or empowerment. It's like you have a power, but it's an empowering to others' power. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've got a lot of good stuff coming up, and I'm really glad you called in.
Yeah, I'm glad I did too. I didn't know if you'd be doing this from Costa Rica.
Isn't it wonderful to think that we're chit-chatting on Skype?
All of us.
Yeah. And sharing our amazing transcendent realities together, all of us.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. All right, you take care, and thank you so much. Keep us posted, Jaya.
Okay, all right, I will.
All right, many Bye-bye. Blessings. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm calling you in from Costa Rica. I'm at Ama Tierra Healing Retreat Center. You can check it out. Ama Tierra means love the land, I believe. And it's run by Jill and Bob Ruttenberg. Jill's an herbalist. She's going to work on me tomorrow. And she's also written her own cookbooks. She's a dietary wizard and an intuitive and a healer and funny. And she can play and sing like an angel and plays her piano sometimes when we're lucky. And I just feel so happy to be here in one of their little casitas in the beautiful warm winds and the sunshine in the day. And I'm thinking about you a lot. My next Paradigm Shifters, which is going to be podcasted as well, is the second one with Jim Emke. And he's going to talk to you about health and nutrition. And he's just a very rich speaker. Jim Emke. So tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock or look for the podcast on Wednesday on veronicaentwistle.com, on Stitcher, on iTunes. And after that, we're going to have Vivian Haar, who's that little 10-year-old girl who's going around and trying to resolve all the world's slavery with her lemonade stand and the monies that she's raised. At only 10 years old, she wants to eradicate slavery. And that little girl started at 8 to raise enough money to do, as she felt, to do that, to raise $100,000. And she did it with some help from some friends with a lemonade stand. And she and her mom and dad and her younger brother have really got it going. And they've also bottled the lemonade. And so now they've got a worldwide business that's helping to eradicate slavery around the world. So you're going to want to hear that one too. This is Veronica Entwistle saying feedback, veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button. If you'd like a session with me, I'm available for that. And I just love to get your feedback and your comments. I say goodnight to all of you and much love.